Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Adam Purcell, and I'm the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. We hope you've been having a great week. So this past Sunday, we continued our study in the life of Jacob, and we were in Genesis chapter 32, and there's this really incredible story in Genesis 32, and what is happening is Jacob has been living with his father-in-law, Laban, but God has promised him this particular piece of land. The promised land is how we often refer to it, and Jacob has left what has been familiar to him, and he's going back home, but he knows that in between where he is and where he wants to be is his brother. And this is a problem for Jacob because the last time he saw his brother, he was running away because his brother said, "I'm going to kill you because you stole this blessing from me." And I was just so struck by the reality that Jacob's experience is so much like our own, where Jacob sees something that he wants to get to. He sees the promised land, and Jacob prays this fantastic prayer in Genesis 32 in verses 9 through 12. And Jacob essentially says in this prayer, "Hey God, I am terrified of my brother Esau, and I'm afraid that he's going to kill me and my wives and my children. But God, you promised. God, you promised, God." And you can see Jacob wrestling with this reality that we all also have to wrestle with, which is, are we going to trust God to protect us even when we are stepping out in faith? Even when we're doing something where we know we're pursuing something that God has called us to pursue, we know that clearly through his word, but there's an Esau in between us and that place. There's something that's scary. Maybe it's a someone, maybe it's a something. But there's something in between where we are and where we know God wants us to be, and it scares us. And what I would encourage you to think about this morning is, where is your promised land, and who is your Esau? Is there something that you know that God is calling you to that up to this point you've been hesitant to move towards because there's an Esau, that there's something scary in between where you are and where you know God wants you to be? And for us, we're going to have different things. For some of us, it's a conversation we need to have where we begin to work on reconciliation in a broken relationship. And that scares you, but you know that you need to do that because it's the kind of thing that Jesus tells you to do. For others of us, there's been something stirring in our hearts, and we know that God has been calling us to maybe cross-cultural missions where we're going to go live someplace where we need to learn a new language, and maybe they're going to kill people there because we profess faith in Jesus. Or maybe some of us, you feel like God is calling you into full-time ministry or whatever it may be, but there's something you know God is calling you to, but you've not yet pulled the trigger on it because you're scared. And I just want to encourage you, what we see in Genesis and really through the entire Bible is that God is faithful and you can trust him. And you can especially trust him when you are stepping out in faith and doing things that you know he has called you to do. And we know those things because God has given us his word because he loves us. And so let's take a moment and let's pray. Let's pray both for our own hearts that we would not shrink back from the things that God is calling us to, even if there is an Esau in the way, so to speak, but we would constantly be a people who are pursuing what God is calling us to, even if it's scary. And let's also pray for the people in our communities who maybe they're just stuck right now and God is calling them to something better, but fear is holding them back. So let's take a moment and pray for these people in our community and for our own hearts that we would fearlessly follow Jesus wherever he calls us to go. So let's take a moment and pray now, please. Well, thanks again for listening to the LifePoint Drivecast. We hope you have a fantastic week and that we see you again tomorrow on the Drivecast. God bless.